Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Masters. In regards to the relationship with your wife, what did you do to overcome this?
Just be strong.
How do you do that?
Well, for 52 years, I don't look like worn out, do I? I don't look like a,
yes, dear, anything you say, dear.
You know? And I don't have the look of a violent person. I'm neither weak nor strong. And 52 years has gone by. I haven't noticed it. And hold no grudge. I don't remember. If you ask me what all the things she did, I can only remember in principle. I write books about that. I apply it to other people and help people. And eventually she comes around, and very slowly. It's very hard to live with someone who... I'm the only person that could help her. Who would she go to? I mean, where do you go to? Well, where do you go if you wanted help? The kind of help I can give you, there is no other place you can go. See that? There is no. I don't know anywhere you can go. I've looked. I've listened to people. It's just pablum. They just don't get it. I can listen the first few seconds, and they just don't have it. They're talking around it, and obviously they don't get it. So it's not won't be easy. But the thing is that my five children, four boys and a girl, have respect for me, and she's in the doghouse. But not in the doghouse. In other words, I have more mercy on her than she would have had on me because I'm a man and she's a woman. Women don't have mercy on men, do they?
No.
Do they?
No.
They have no mercy at all. So men should have mercy on their wives because they can't help themselves. She's only that way because fathers have failed. Men have failed. See? Women are not purposely that way. And the men don't know they're that way. But a little experience with women will help them to know it. But doesn't it not?
Yes.
Women are dangerous creatures or the most beautiful creatures on earth, depending on how you relate to them.